Hi friends, welcome to the Wabi Sabi podcast. This is episode number 155. So I'm going to talk about a little tough subject, as we do on this pod, but I'm also not going to go off the deep end. I'm going to give you a little bit of positivity and nourishment after taking a poll with all of you, which I'm going to start doing more often on my Instagram stories. I found out that healthy recipes makes up for about 40% of what you all would like to see more of from myself. Second to that, we have wellness shit for real people. Yeah, I really do say that, as you guys know. And then the third one is sake and cocktail recipes. And the fourth, surprisingly, being beauty, which I always thought you guys wanted at least that ranked at number two. But that's good. These are the four pillars that really make up the gist of my 20-year career. And so with healthy recipes in mind, here goes. I'm going to give this episode a clickbaity title on purpose. And it's because I care about all of you and I'm a little bit concerned. I only bring up these weight loss drugs because I personally do know people whose family members are affected by not being able to get the medications that they desperately need for their diabetes. Sorry, I dropped a water bottle. ghetto. How ghetto is this pod, you guys? I can't wait until we start making it the real deal. I've got multiple reasons to justify why I haven't gone that route yet. We have been approached by multiple podcast agencies and outlets and advertising, and I don't want to do it because I'm committed to working on production right now. So there you go. All kinds of ghetto shit that you're going to hear, but whatever, it makes it real. You know, when you're in yoga class and it's Shavasana and then some asshole always drops their water bottle every fucking time, guarantee you, just wait for it. So the thought about talking about these weight loss drugs, in a way where I can open up your eyes, if you're considering them, if you're on the fence, and by no means am I a medical expert, so please consult your doctor, because if you are facing a life-threatening illness or disease, it is important for you to see your doctor. This podcast is predominantly for the majority of people that may want to lose like around 5 pounds, maybe 10, and there's no shame in that at all. A lot of people, in fact, the majority, did gain a bit of weight during the pandemic. And while some people were not unhappy with that weight gain, they did choose to take these weight loss drugs. And this is where it does get a little bit dangerous, is because you're going to have to commit to taking that medication for the rest of your life. They do say that you can learn healthy habits and ease off of it, but I'm not really sure if, number one, that's possible, because your hunger pangs are going to be very intense, and you may not be able to fight those urges. And then second to that is, how long do you really want to take this medication? If you are spending thousands of dollars on it a year, is it really worth it? And is it worth actually taking something where you can instead, for free, learn healthy habits, exercise regularly, and actually get muscle tone and really beautiful skin, hair, and nails, and focus on the way our bodies were built? I will never forget, after reading multiple books when I was the food editor at large at Shape and Men's Journal, about how it changed my whole world, because I got to work very closely every day with doctors and nutritionists, which I do not take for granted. But the things that I have learned from them have never, ever changed. In fact, these are the same rules that your grandparents and mine have followed forever. So this is advice for you if you are considering these drugs, or you feel shitty about yourself or your weight, totally normal, and if you are not in a good place. It also might be a good episode for you to pass on to somebody who is considering it, who maybe has low self-esteem, who maybe doesn't feel good about themselves. Also, when I was in culinary school, in baking too, I gained roughly 15 pounds because all we were doing was eating croissants and bagels and cakes and pretzels and pâte à choux and cream puffs. And I think pâte à choux and cream puffs are technically the same thing, but whatever, French terminology. And also we were not just eating all of our baked goods that we were creating. I mean, you had to make a whole fucking wedding cake in culinary school and choose to eat it or throw it in the trash or give it away to like 20 people. But culinary school was fucking, I mean, they waste so much food at those institutions, but you do learn quite a bit. But my God, there is so much food waste. And we'll talk about that another day for sure. But today I want to talk about this because we're coming into the warm seasons. People are going to start talking about, you know, getting your body back. And I do know people personally who have chosen this route of medication. And I know people that were affected by their family members not having the medication for their actual diabetes, which is terribly sad. And it's interesting because it shows the world where our priorities are. They are in marketing and advertising, pharmaceutical sales, and mostly in money. And when people put profit over people, I think it's something that we should, as journalists, talk about. And as somebody who's been writing health and wellness cookbooks for roughly 17 years or so, I find it very sad. I almost felt like my job was pointless. And I said, if millions of people don't care about learning how to eat well and exercise right, then what are we even doing? Am I wasting my time writing books? And the answer is no, because if the majority of you, 40% of you, wanted healthy recipes, that means you are like me and you believe that eating right and working out makes you feel fucking good. Going to bed early, not eating a ton of sugar, not overloading on carbs, not eating until you're totally full. I mean, these are all things that I've learned through my Japanese ancestors and as a health and wellness journalist. And I want to share them with you so that I can hopefully change your mind about how you feel about yourself. So with the 15 pounds of shit that I gained during baking too, when I was 23 in culinary school, maybe 22, I don't remember what year. I really want to share this with you because I was still fit modeling at the time, which meant I was trying on swimsuits and jeans and bikinis and just all kinds of clothing for the biggest multi-million dollar fashion brands in the world. And then I had to go and cook and bake. And mind you, I was the top of my class when I was in culinary school. There was one girl named Stephanie that I couldn't stand because she was always trying to beat me out. Sorry, Stephanie, but it's true. And I really cared about my grades in culinary school because I was paying $50,000 out of pocket to go to culinary school. But the point of that is that it meant that I had an imbalance for a job. I needed to stay the same size all the time for work, and yet I wasn't, because I was eating so much sugar and carbs and fat, an enormous amount during these classes in culinary school. And then at the same time, we would do this thing called family meal, where Miguel, one of my favorite guys, would make this amazing potato, cheese, and bacon bake. And he would share it with the class every day because we were in school at 6 a.m. Culinary school really did have a shift from 6 a.m. to about noon every day. That was the one I took, because after that, I had to go fit model. So if I saw that I gained weight and then I caught it really fast, predominantly because I needed the money to pay for culinary school, I needed to lose weight really quickly. And I absolutely did not take any drugs to do so. I learned how to go and work out. I had a gym membership. I got up really early and I made sure to start eating way better. I also was an avid surfer at the time. And I made sure that I stayed on track as much as possible with being active. So I'll tell you some things today that will help you out so you don't all think that I'm not svelte all the time. In fact, I trained profusely for the cover of Clean Green Drinks because I wanted to test my own recipes and tout and practice what I preach, which is what I live and breathe by. So if we're talking about nature's O, I would say it's a no secret and it's not in a pill. When I worked with LeBron James and Cindy Crawford and Arnold Schwarzenegger on their new protein line years ago called Ladder, our slogan was, there is no magic pill. Okay, guys, it's still true. I don't care if it's a magic jab. It's not going to necessarily work out for everyone. And it could have very dangerous long-term side effects. And you might be shooting yourself in the foot, no pun intended, but just saying, you might really be giving yourself a harder time instead of psychologically training your brain mentally and physically and emotionally to learn how to eat better and exercise and take care of yourself. You might need to double, triple, quadruple down on that later on when there are possible side effects or if you have to go off of it for any reason. Let me tell you, you do not want to become codependent on any medication if you don't absolutely need that medication. So if these are elective medications that you are choosing by choice to put into your body, possibly for reasons of vanity, I really, really would love to sit you down and just ask, is it that hard to schedule in a workout, a walk, a swim, a bike ride? I also very much find muscle tone to be very attractive, and I think a majority of people do. Not crazy muscle tone like bodybuilding. Ew. Sorry, guys. Sorry if you're a bodybuilder, but just, you know, different strokes for different folks. But like I think like Aaron Judge is a very good looking athlete, for instance, and he's not overly built and he's not overly lean. And my partner also works out more so for his VO2 max, for cardio health, and also for mental health. And since he's been doing it much more regularly at like 5 and 6 in the morning, I found it very attractive and also like really, really fucking inspiring. And these are things that we can all do, right? They're all accessible. If you don't have a lot of cash on hand, you can actually look at health plans that cover gyms all over the country. And or if you go to like a Crunch Fitness or you find a local recreation center, even at the Boys and Girls Club, you can actually, I think I meant the YMCA. The YMCA, I'm not sure if the Boys and Girls Club, I know they have a basketball gym, but I don't know if they have a full gym. But that also leads me to tennis courts, public, you know, baseball fields, soccer fields, you can kick a ball around. When I was a little kid, it was all about soccer, volleyball, surfing, swimming, track. I mean, I probably drove my parents crazy because I did every sport under the sun and singing and dancing and student council. And I just kept myself really busy. And yeah, I was a bad kid, but I also liked to be very social and I loved sports. So if you don't like sports, that's okay too. And I'm going to go through some things we can all do together that don't include being Aaron Judge. He plays for the Yankees, might I add. You guys can look him up if you want. But it's just saying he has like a nice build to him. Female-wise, I don't know why we cultivate a culture of hate towards females and their bodies. You know, it's like if somebody wants to go on this drug and they took it and they feel good and they look good, okay, totally fine. Keep your opinions to yourself. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Also to the women who have kept their weight off for years and they look great and they're snatched and they're in their 40s and 50s and 60s, I commend them because that is very hard work and it is a commitment. And it's not something that we necessarily have to publicly shame or praise. But let's remember that having a physique that is fit takes a lot of work. And yes, it has to be scheduled in and it has to become a priority because of your long-term health. As we always say on Wabi Sabi, all health is cumulative. So the choices that you make today, eating vegetables, eating berries, eating delicious meals that are healthy for you and cooking at home, low sugar, if you eat these things now and you learn how to exercise well, and it becomes part of your routine so that you become accustomed to wanting to work out because you love the endorphin hit. There is a lot to think about in learning this practice of lifestyle. There's a reason why so many of us are into it. And there's a reason why a lot of us don't want to touch weight loss drugs, because this one in particular adds a lot of side effects, including not being able to enjoy food anymore. Hello, trip to Italy and France and Japan. And then second to that, also, like, don't you want to go out and party with your friends and, you know, enjoy like life a little bit? It would seem too confined for somebody like me. I will work out, I will do weights, I will take care of myself, and I will go on a bender whenever I fucking feel like it. I'm not going to restrict myself and be the person eating a minimal amount because I'm on some drug, unless, say, maybe you absolutely need it because of weight loss from your doctor or a recommendation from a doctor, or you have diabetes, etc. Remember, I'm not talking to anybody who medically needs this drug. I'm more so talking to people that are electing it that only had a few pounds to drop, which actually could have been done by learning nature's O. And that is nature's way of losing weight. And that is going for a walk every day, going for a bike ride. I go to Bar Method class. I love it. I feel so good after I do it. I remembered when I was really young and I used to do the workout, I used to say that it was better than doing drugs when I finished the end of class, because you're virtually getting the same hit of endorphins. I said that to a gangster doorman of mine in Brooklyn once, and he burst out like laughing. It's like you can always tell who the party people were when you make comments like that. But I said, oh yeah, better than doing drugs. I actually said that about eating figs up near Vancouver once off a tree. I said, oh, better than cocaine. And I just could not help myself. But anyways, those are those moments where you have to say to yourself, like, this is a shit that makes me feel good, because by design, your body wants you to move. It's made to move. The endorphin hit is by design. Your body was made for this. So don't you ever forget that you are supposed to move your body every day. Also, working out builds muscle. This is another thing we should talk about, because you will have muscle loss when you take these dangerous and risky drugs. So think about how you might lose weight, but you also might be losing a lot of muscle mass. And that is something that we find attractive. It's the physique of the body. Muscle tone is great. Building muscle for when you age, like doing everything, making sure that you do everything now so that later cumulatively pays off. So it means building muscle mass now, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, building muscle, getting your weights on, going to the gym, making sure you commit to a workout, and then start adding weights into your workout. You could get some Bala weights or bands. They're very inexpensive. And you can go on YouTube and find a workout instructor that you like that doesn't trigger you, that is really cool, and you can start building muscle. I even think you could just go to like Walmart and get a pair of like 3 and 5 and maybe eventually 7 pound weights and start adding them in. You can get wrist weights and leg weights, you know, ankle weights. You can get bands. Like, those bands really work, and you can get them for like a couple of dollars. I mean, I wish I had, like, maybe one day I'll be able to put some of these things that I love on a site so you can find what I use at home. But I've even had to tell my parents recently how important it is for them to start lifting weights for their future. And again, I'm no expert on this. I'm not a trainer. You know, I have a communications degree, and I attended culinary school, and then I cooked on the line, and then I wrote for about, I don't know, 24 or more health and wellness publications, and we started winning awards for the documentaries that we were putting out in the world, and also winning awards from societies of Japan all over the U.S. So my perspective is a little bit different, and I might be biased, and I'm totally aware of that. So don't take my word for it, but just know that this is one part of the spectrum, that life is made out of a prism, if you will, and it's made out of these a multitude of colors that we could look through life through different lens. So just depending on how you look at it through different light, you will see different colors in a prism. And that's how we can look at the health and wellness industry and also our own bodies and minds. But I urge you today to take control of how you are working out and to start lifting weights and to really get moving on at least a 5-day-a-week commitment to working out. I do it. I promise I do everything I talk to you guys about, and I'm pretty fucking good at keeping on my own track. There's nothing out there that I'm telling you guys to do that I don't do myself, unlike a lot of other people in my space. But anyways, I've spent way too much time talking shit on this podcast, so I'm trying my best personally to shift my mindset over like just giving you guys really useful, valuable information that you can use to improve your life. Next to this, next to working out, remember, NatureZo is all about diet. Diet is so fucking important to add into your life. And why? Well, a good diet will keep your skin beautiful. It will give you elasticity. It will keep you nourished as well as hydrated. You will look better. The bags under your eyes might go away. You might be feeling better. You might actually get the bug where you start eating dark leafy greens and they taste good to you. Yes, that does happen. And I'm even shocked myself that it happens. But we're going to go over a list of top 10 superfoods that nutritionists recommend. Because 2024 is a great year for us to start looking at foods where we can put these into our bodies, cook with them, pack them for snacks, take them on the go. But for this year, the list was updated and it had some really surprising foods on it too. But these were all identified by the top nutritionists in the world. The list has changed over the years, so I'll try to give you guys the most updated one, which would be 2024. So we have nuts and seeds, which we know are great for hair, skin, and nails. So if you want a great snack, I highly recommend switching to raw almonds or raw walnuts. I recommend having 2 Brazil nuts every day, and we'll go through that when we get to Brazil nuts. But nuts and seeds are made up of good for you fats, omega-3 fatty acids, even hemp seeds I try to put in every salad that I eat. And then I occasionally will add walnuts to my matcha dark chocolate chip cookies. The recipe's on my website. Then I have a handful of almonds or walnuts as a snack. And or I have nut and seed granola bars on my website if you guys would like to check that recipe as well. Avocado, this is a no-brainer. It's full of good-for-you fats. I slice it up and add it to my salad every day. Or when I'm really fucking lazy, I put a tortilla on the burner. I put a scoop of 2% or more. I like full-fat yogurt. Oh my God, somebody is blasting their jams outside. Here we go. Let's listen to it. Here we go, Brooklyn. Wow, it's far away too. Really going off. Anyways, I love this neighborhood. The culture here. 2% yogurt or full fat. If my mom ever listened to this podcast, she would be like,
Candice, I really don't understand. I really don't understand what you are doing.
One of the funniest things my mom does is if Donald Trump is on TV and we're together, I'll scream out to my mom. I'll be like, here we go. Yeah. I almost knocked the water bottle over again. Okay, here we go. Get it together. I'll say to my mom if Donald Trump's on TV, here we go, your boyfriend. And she'll look at me and she'll just say one line. She'll give you like a sort of nasty look and she'll say,
Candy's future husband.
We virtually say, my boyfriend and I say that to each other every time we see Donald Trump. But just say,
oh yeah, your future husband.
Oh my god. So I really crack myself up. Back to the list, avocados. So it's so good to eat these because they're full of good for you fats. And it's important for us to have that every day. So if I'm lazy, I'll put a pan out with a tortilla, a really good tortilla too. One that is maybe non-GMO, it's got greens in it, or it's made with whole wheat flour, or it's organic. I think the Tortilla Factory, it's called, makes a really good gluten-free tortilla that's organic. Then I'll add the scoop of yogurt, the avocado, the dark leafy greens, a little bit of marinara sauce. I love it because it adds so much flavor. Make sure it's low in sugar. I will also add some hemp seeds and then on occasion some hummus. You can really add anything to a wrap and make it delicious. And you toast the bottom of the tortilla and then all of a sudden you have a delicious wrap that's full of greens and avocados. Seeds like hemp seeds as well. Green tea, this is always on the list. I have worked as a partner and ambassador and a advisor for Itoen, the largest green tea purveyor in the world, for over a decade now. Yay, milestone. This is where we would cue in the clapping sound effects if we had money. So then the thing to note on this is, okay, we definitely love our green tea in the morning. Why? Well, we can have catechins for helping to prevent possibly cancer. We can also add L-theanine to our diet by doing so, keeping us calm and focused at the same time. I can get all of my work done that is necessary for the entire day in the morning only just because of matcha. And I have been able to do this for a very long time. I stopped drinking coffee 7 years ago and I have never had a cup since. So I used Ticino, which is a carob pour over fake coffee in between my transition. If you need to get off of coffee because it is highly acidic, it makes your breath smell terrible, sorry, and it also doesn't have as many benefits as coffee. So I highly recommend switching over for a multitude of reasons. If you go to the matchashop.com, MATCHASHOPPE, the matcha shop, you can find delicious ways to try matcha with recipes. And also, I believe right now we have bowls and whisks. And if you look at CandiceKumai.com, we have Matcha Love, which is my favorite matcha powder. And I use it every morning. And it has truly helped me to change my entire life. Vitamin C is found in matcha as well. And that is wonderful for the quality of skin. Not to mention fighting off possible colds, keeping your immunity up. And lastly, there are properties, multiple properties found in green tea, amino acids, etc., that can help to prevent disease. So the main reason why I've switched over is because it has more benefits than coffee. And people ask me all the time about this, like, yeah, of course you don't have to change. You do not have to change. You can have coffee and just occasionally have matcha. For the love of God, do not get matcha from Starbucks or any disgusting cafe that puts sugar in their matcha powder. I can bet you the place that you're going to right now does that. That is not matcha. That is basically bastardizing matcha. Matcha powder should be drunk straight with no sugar added. You can add nut pods. You can add coconut milk. You can add some collagen, but for the love of God, no sugar, please. No azúcar, por favor. Pulses, these are like a big duh. They've been around forever. That's like legumes, you know, typically known as Jesus, my brain today. Pulses. Legumes. What's the other name for them? Lentils. There we go. So I make a lot of veggie burgers in my cookbooks. They're full of lentils. Please check out Clean Green Eats. It has an amazing pulses recipe. They're also talking about beans as well. Who doesn't love a hearty chili on the weekends? Beans are a great way to get protein if you're not a meat eater, and they are fucking delicious. You can even use black beans in your brownies. You can make Golden Girl blondies out of garbanzo beans. I've got the recipe on my website for you. They are worth it. Mushrooms, these are amazing. They have major beauty benefits. They also can help for you to keep your immunity up. I highly recommend cooking them all the way through. Dr. Andrew Weil is one of the biggest and boldest mushroom lovers I know. I recommend going to his site and checking out the deeper benefits, particularly vitamin D, immunity boosting. There is also a line by Paul Stamets called Host Defense, which is incredible. And mushrooms are way, they have so much more functionality for you, your brain health, your immune health, and overall, even like your, the way that your body works is so fucking fascinating. If we only paid attention to things like this and not the family with the K and or money making and, you know, just the shitty part of our culture tends to pay attention to consumerism and really outrageous people. If we could focus on things like learning about our own human body, you can learn about the endocrine system, the nervous system. You could learn about the way that your brain works, and you can start learning about how to treat yourself better and how to give yourself proper nutrition just by diet and exercise. It's fucking fascinating. You guys should pick up a book. I know that sounds like a Jurassic term at this point, but books are fascinating, and I will never stop writing or reading them because of the way they make me feel. And the information, quite frankly, if it's coming from a very, very good source, and definitely do research on your sources. Doesn't matter if they have a master's or a doctorate, still look them up. But I like to read from people that have, you know, education, experience. They've been a journalist for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. And these people are a big deal to me. It's a noble craft that not too many pursue these days. And I think it is so wonderful to watch people go out and write on their own accord with their own two hands and brain. I have proudly written every single one of my books on my own. I never, ever had a ghostwriter. And I think this is important to share because so many people these days get a book deal and they don't know dick about writing books. How fucking pathetic, publishing industry. I hope you're listening to me. And you can quote me with the D word if you really want to. Don't watch. I'm just shooting myself in the foot now. Okay, lastly on this list. Hey, we all need a sense, a dose of reality, and also somebody who just like tells it like it really is. Ancient grains, amazing. My favorite ones particularly are quinoa and spelt and sorghum. If you don't know what they are, look them up. They're delicious. I have a very delicious raspberry breakfast cake. I think it's made with spelt flour. It's on my website and also in my book, Cook Yourself Sexy. Lastly on this list that I'm going to go through today is salmon. And salmon contains, again, omega-3 fatty acids, really good for you protein, and it contains good for you fats. It's good for the brain. It's good for your heart health. It's a really nice, clean protein. Just make sure to get wild salmon over farmed salmon. You will get more nutrients. Sure, you will have to pay more, but honey, if you invest in your health when you are young, it is so worth it. You are so worth it. I'm so proud of you guys if you have chosen to lead the world with natural O's. I'm not even going to say the word. But just live it and breathe it. Get the muscle tone. Get the endorphins. Get the fucking nutrition. Get the good skin. The berries that contain vitamin C, antioxidant, and UV fighting properties are what keep your skin real nice. Trust me. I eat berries every day. And then, of course, we talked about Brazil nuts, and this will really be the last food. Brazil nuts are full of selenium, which is delicious, good for you, your skin, your hair, and your nails. But most importantly, Brazil nuts help with brain health, and we know nowadays that we have to really focus on prevention of things like Alzheimer's and dementia, so adding two Brazil nuts to the day is really important. Why only two? Well, it is possible that if you eat more than your fair share, that it could be more harmful than helpful. So the limit recommended by doctors is around two Brazil nuts every day. I'm virtually walking to the fridge right now because I forgot I needed to have my Brazil nuts for the day. I really thank you guys for listening to this pod. I'm trying my very best to give you lasting advice that's timeless and also just a really funny and cute perspective on the health and wellness industry. We've taken ourselves far too serious over the last two decades. We've let in so many fakes and phonies, so many people selling snake oil, so many people trying to make money off of your vulnerability and your health, so many people just coming after you that want your dollar bill so you can lose weight, when really you need to take control of your health, your heart, your mind, your body, and longevity. This is what you do when you cumulatively eat well now, 20s, 30s, 40s. You guys do it. I really thank you guys for listening. Please sign up for my newsletter now. Support this pod by writing a simple 5-star review. You can virtually hit 5 stars and put juicy. I don't care what you put. You can put 5 stars and put fucking amazing, hilarious, whatever you need to put in there. You can even put, if you want, your future husband. Okay. Only all of us on this pod will know what that is. I do have an announcement about a show. Holy shit. I wrote 2 shows that got greenlit this year. And then also Kintsugi, the docu I talked about for so long. It will be on an American streamer very soon. I have more to announce in April and May when it comes to fruition, aka when I get the fucking contracts on my desk. And they need to be John Hancocked, both parties. Remember that, you guys. That's the business side of me. I will talk to you guys soon, though, but please sign up for my newsletter. Sign up for my broadcast channel for more updates on Instagram. And if you see posts, write comments. For God's sake, people are just eyeballing them all day. And it's a form of currency in a weird way. I do spend a lot of time on this podcast, hundreds of hours. And I am proud to do it because I do want to help you and be a pillar in our community and just keep it real. Have a beautiful day. I think I said it 30 times. And don't forget about your future husband.